Proverbs 1, verse 4. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. It's really a strange thing when you think about it. Here is Solomon, the wisest of men, giving instruction to the young and the simple. It is strange for two reasons. The first, that he would do it. Normally, the super brain at the university, the professor with 4 master's degrees and 2 PhDs, only teaches in the graduate school. He gives his time to a few men and women who themselves are working on their master's or doctor's degrees. But not so Solomon. He gives essentially the first 9 chapters of this book to the instruction of the young. That's amazing when you look at it in the light of the practice of today. But then look at the result of today's ideas and schemes. Maybe we should be paying more attention to the formative years. Maybe that is what God is trying to tell us in this remarkable book. As the twig is bent, so grows the tree. Now, the second reason why this is strange is not only that he would, but that he could do it. Normally, when a person becomes filled with knowledge, he finds it difficult to teach the ordinary man. He talks over his head. Even spiritual food from the pulpit is often placed on such high shelves that it is out of reach to the beginner. I recall visiting the McDonnell Aircraft plant in St. Louis. Bob Hage, one of the vice presidents, was showing me around. We went into the Department for Experiment and Research. But before we went in, Bob warned me, "Now we'll ask these guys a question, but don't worry if you can't understand them. Very few people can." Sure enough, when we talked to these amazingly brilliant research scientists, we might as well have been speaking a foreign language. They couldn't talk to me. But notice what this book is able to do. God is able to speak to the young and simple who are so easily deluded and tricked and give them exactly what they need. They can learn the subtlety they will need to discern between good and evil, truth and error. His mind does not have to dance to every idea that the winds of modern opinion blows his direction. He can become a man of purpose and fixed principle. His choices, his conduct, will be governed not by impulse, but by the wisdom of God. So study this book with that in mind. God can use the book of Proverbs to keep you on the right track, headed in the right direction. Paul prayed for the Philippians that they would be able to approve things that are excellent. He wanted them to have stability in the midst of the changing tide and waves of opinion that constantly wash up on the shores of humanism, secularism, materialism, and false religion. John warned, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Study this book to keep a firm footing on the solid rock of the truth of God.